Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Morning, this is Kate Mims again. Today we're going to talk about judging others and how to strive today to be less judgmental about others and their actions. I was watching some fun videos on April Fool's jokes and blunders. They were really quite funny, and some of them very clever. But they made me ask myself, what's a fool? And then I went down that rabbit hole. But the Bible has so much to tell us about fools. The word fool today usually means someone who's senseless or dull. But the biblical definition has the added dimension of someone who disregards God's word. The Bible lists many characteristics of such a person, most often contrasting him with someone who is wise. My favorite quote about a fool is from Proverbs 26:11, and it says, "As a dog returns to its vomit, so fools repeat their folly." Fools don't learn their lessons from the mistakes they make. The ultimate description of a fool, it says in Proverbs 18, is one who says in his heart, "There is no God." There's one particular word used for this type of fool. In the Gospel of Raca, in the Gospel of Matthew, the term Raca takes fool to another level. It means someone who is utterly worthless, condemned forever. Not just there is no God, but there's no hope either. Now, Jesus forbade calling one another this, because no one is beyond the reach of God and condemned forever. We do not have the right to make this assessment. Only God does. We do not have the right to make this judgment. Bishop Ignatius, a Russian Orthodox bishop, says it so beautifully. Do not even try to judge whether a person is good or bad, but keep your eyes on the one evil person for whom you must give an account before God, yourself. We have to assess ourselves before we can judge others. And frankly, once you assess yourself, there's no sense looking outside. Otherwise, the fool you see in the mirror, will be the one in the mirror. If we ask the Lord to place us lower, in humility, we never find the need to put others down, because we are below them already. Here there are no fools, because that one evil person, as the bishop said, you must give an account before God, is already humbled. John the Baptist says it so beautifully. He must increase and I must decrease. As St. Teresa of Avila says, be gentle with others, but stern with yourself. The second part of the Litany of Humility reads, that others may be loved more than I, that others may be esteemed more than I, that in the opinion of the world others may increase and I may decrease, that others may be praised and I go unnoticed, that others may be preferred to me in everything, that others may become holier than I, provided I may become as holy as I should. And each of these lines ends with a plea, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. Because let's be honest, there's no way we can want this type of humility without his grace. So let's close on a quick prayer. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, grant us the grace to desire humility and that others may be greater than us. Amen. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, the challenge, look up the Litany of Humility and pray it.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.